University finds that the drug sold as Actos decreased the number of cardiovascular incidents by nearly a quarter through a five-year span. A different study done in 2006 found the drug reduced risk for heart attacks and strokes, but not for those who had experienced one previously. People who undergo heart surgery or suffer a cardiac event are typically prescribed a cardiac rehabilitation program as part of their recovery process. Dr. Leslie Cho with the Cleveland Clinic says cardiac rehab is one of the best things the heart patients can do to improve their odds of survival.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I had a chance to talk to President-elect Trump last night, about 3:30 in the morning, I think it was, to congratulate him on winning the election.
President Obama addressed the nation today about Donald Trump's election as president last night. He said he invited the president-elect to the White House.
I had a chance to invite him to come to the White House tomorrow to talk about making sure that there is a successful transition between our presidencies.
After refusing to give a concession speech last night, Hillary Clinton spoke to supporters today to concede the election to Donald Trump.
I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together. This vast, diverse, creative, unruly, energized campaign.
Sources around the vice president say he's already considering his cabinet picks, and Newt Gingrich is a top candidate for Secretary of State. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon on this day after the election. It's already the 9th of November. I hope you're having a great day. It's been kind of fun checking in with everybody, listening to what's going on in the news with everybody. It was pretty exciting. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. It's again about 3:03. I want to give you the update on the forecast if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area. This afternoon, showers likely, mainly before 5 p.m., cloudy with a high about 57. And then tonight, chance of showers before 7 p.m., cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low about 36. Sunny all day on Thursday with a high about 56, and then mostly clear with a low of 38 on Thursday night. Mostly sunny again with a high of 58 on Veterans Day on Friday. And then on Friday night, mostly clear with a low about 28. Sunny again all day on Saturday, the high of 48 and a low about 28. So that's going to be cool night. And then sunny again with a high of 56, a low 32 on Sunday. So we are getting into November here. Just want to let you know a couple things. One, the 28th Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase is going to be happening tomorrow, Thursday, November 10th at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Fieldhouse in the Commons area from 2 to 7 p.m. Restaurant showcases from 5 to 7 p.m. Buy local, buy Hunterdon. If you want more information, you can call the Chamber at 782-7115 with a 908 area code. We're going to go to our break real quick, one quick little commercial, and then I'm going to introduce you to Nathan Robinson, who's the owner and founder of Elevate Media, located in Clinton, New Jersey. And he's going to talk about his full-service digital marketing agency that specializes in website design and SEO. So it's going to be a fun conversation. Stay with us and hope you're enjoying your day. Thanks for making us number one here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a nice day. It's really kind of rainy and gloomy out, but we are past the election, which was carrying everybody and making everybody crazy, and now we're past that. So we're all going to enjoy our afternoon here. Just want to introduce my guest, Nathan Robinson. Again, he's the owner and founder of Elevate Media in Clinton, New Jersey here. They are a full-service digital marketing agency that specializes in website design and SEO. He started his business 8 years ago and has been in the design and marketing world for over 12. His clients include multi-million dollar companies like Goya, all the way down to your mom and pop shops. So if you're out there listening, he's going to tell us he believes that every business needs to have a professional web presence, as I agree, that generates a ton of new business month after month. He lives in Hunterdon County, and he has for the last 15 years. So welcome to the show, Nathan.
Thanks, Jeannie.
It's great to have you here.
Thanks.
All right, let's start off. All right, so you've been a resident of Hunterdon County for 15 years?
Yep.
And is that in the Clinton area?
Initially, I was in Pittstown and then moved to Holland, and now I'm in the Clinton area now. But yeah, so I've been here about 15 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you started your company 8 years ago?
Yeah, 8 years ago. I started right in college. Initially, I was going for a degree in exercise science. Started a website for my personal training business and started generating leads off that and saw how powerful it was. Did some websites for some other people. My father owns a company. Kind of snowballed from there and didn't really think it was a career until it started to take off. Started doing more websites than training people. So during school, started growing the business, and when I got out of school, just went, 100% with it, and just been doing that ever since. But yeah, I've been in the graphic design world and messing around on the internet, trying to generate leads and do some different website stuff for about 12-ish years now. But yeah, so about 8 years.
Let's explain to everybody, if you want to go to the website, it's www.11. It's kind of a creative, I like your name, it's Elevate. So it's ELEV and then the number 8, M, as in Mary, .com. If anybody wants to take a look, because I know sometimes people want to follow along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's a little confusing name, but I actually just rebranded about 6 months ago. I used to be Innovative Web Consulting. Just thought the name was a little long, so shortened it, doing a little different thing. But
Elevate, I think it's great.
Yeah, the whole rise above your competitors,
right?
Type thing. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, everybody, that's what we should talk about a little bit, is you were talking about generating leads and and how you design websites and so on. Can you give us like a kind of state of the industry as to some companies don't even have a website yet, and then some people are redoing theirs every day to kind of keep up, and are people still going there, and what's going on with that?
Yeah, so surprisingly, even in 2016, around 46%, there's a lot of different studies, but around 46%, definitely around half of all businesses don't have a website, which blows my mind now, because around 85% of the time when someone needs a service, they hop online. So you're missing out on a ton of people. There's still companies in that old school mindset that they don't need a website, that they, they've been doing it for a while.
That makes me so crazy. When I hear that from someone, I just sit there and go, how can you be so stubborn? It's, like, it's just, it's just, yeah. It's like a, it's kind of like a, an, I'm just being lazy and I don't think I need it. Well, mm-hmm. you're not, you're going to need it at some point. If you don't, your competition is going to have it.
And especially the younger generation coming up, you know, if, say I'm getting married, I'm looking for a DJ, just as an example. If I'm looking for, if I even hear about a DJ, I look them up online, don't find a website, I'm not going to use them. So it's the younger generation, they look for websites, look for reviews. It's the technological age now. If you don't have one, you're doing your business a big disservice. A lot of times it's the first point of contact that anyone has with your business. So, you know, you want a nice professional website so they contact you. But yeah, even as I was saying, even if it was a great referral, they're still going to try to look you up nowadays. So you
right, it's not like there's a phone book that people. Yeah, no. One the younger generation wouldn't even think of that. I don't even think that they should have them anymore. But I know that very few people actually use them. And I mean, literally, like you're saying, it's very interesting about the statistics. So you're saying slightly less than mm-hmm. half of the companies out there haven't even gotten to getting one yet.
Yep.
If they wanted, or they didn't get to it yet. So what's the easiest way for them to get in touch with you?
Like phone, email, like, yeah. So, I mean, email or phone's totally fine.
Just again, the website.
So my number. So my number is 908-892-6777. And the email is just info@elev8m.com. Just, you know, reaching out from that, and I can take a look at where you're at online and.
Yeah.
What you can do to improve.
We want to talk about that. Yeah. What about, like, okay, so you're at 107 West Main Street, right mm-hmm. in Clinton. So is that right by the bridge? Like,
so that's over by the Holiday Inn.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's actually right next to the Wydell Realtor in between those apartments. So it's right over there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you serve all of the state of New Jersey?
I have clients everywhere. I have clients
really?
In California, Texas.
Goya is incredible.
Yeah. So I got them about... 4-6 months ago, something like that. But I do graphic design work for them. We'll see if it turns into something else. But so I service a lot of different industries and have clients all over the place.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how do you get your clients?
A lot of different ways. I mean, just talking about generating leads online, I do that obviously for myself.
Right.
Do direct mail, referrals. I'm part of a lot of business associations, things like that. I'm at the point now in my business where I get a lot of referrals just from past clients, so it kind of comes in automatically. But when I first started, I got the whole, you know, you're too young type of deal, so I would contact people, and all my clients, I think, thought I was like 40 years old. I would never meet with them, and I only targeted big cities like Houston and Sacramento and San Diego, stuff like that. And I was getting a lot of clients all over the country, and they would never saw my picture or anything, but I delivered good results, so they
right.
you know, kept paying me. But I'm at the point now where I'm 26 now, so...
You look like you're like 18.
Yeah, no, that's what I get all
lucky.
The time.
Yeah, you're lucky, though, because it's like, that's a good thing.
I was saying my wife looks like she's 16, so like we even get carded when we go to the movies or
that's
whatever.
That's too
so,
cute.
But, started just kind of guerrilla marketing tactics, and at the moment it's kind of... just referrals and some other stuff, but yeah.
Well, I want to get all into that, and also how you're able to do that, and then how you help customers. We're going to go mm-hmm. to our first break here on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:12 in the afternoon on the 9th of November. It's a good time for our break. So again, thanks for making us number one and for listening to us out there. Hope you are enjoying the show and learning from Nathan Robinson. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunter Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100andChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. Good afternoon. 3:15 on November 9th. I'm having a conversation today with one of our talented people, and his name's Nathan Robinson, and he is the owner and founder of Elevate Media. It's in Clinton, New Jersey, right around the corner here. And he's talking about, it's very interesting, actually. He's going to tell us about some of the activity that goes on with the website, statistics, SEO. You got all kinds of stuff to talk about and
yeah.
What you do in your business of designing websites and so on. So go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. So I guess I could talk first about web design process a little bit. The big issue with a lot of websites nowadays, especially the older ones, I'm talking 5-10 years old, is they're not responsive, meaning when, say, you go on your website with your phone and you're trying to access everything, you can't really read it well without zooming in or swiping, or it's just not optimized for your phone. So what I do is code these websites so no matter what device is accessing the website, it shows an optimized resolution. So whether it be a desktop, a laptop, an iPad, a phone, whatever it is, it'll show an optimized version where it's just easy to read and navigate, because the big issue nowadays is that mobile traffic has overtaken desktop traffic by a huge margin. I have some clients looking at their analytics where 85%, some even 90% of the traffic is mobile. So that's a big sector of, you know, of traffic coming in, so you want to make sure your website is set up for that. Another thing is that Google gives more weight to websites that are mobile optimized. Just kind of a recent thing they did in their Google algorithm, where if you have a mobile site or a responsive design, it helps with your rankings to a certain degree. And so, again, I set up my websites to do that. And with SEO, I figure I can get into that a little bit. It's a pretty interesting field. It changes all the time. The reason why it changes all the time is pretty much that Google makes their money from PPC ads. So if you do a Google search, you'll see 3 ads at the top and a couple on the side. And they make almost all their money from those ads. So they'll come out with changes to the search algorithm to kind of mess with the organic listings, in my opinion, a bunch of other people.
Right.
So you get frustrated. Say you're on page 1 at the top. They do a change their algorithm. Now you're on page 2 at the top. You're not getting all those leads anymore. So you get frustrated and you turn to PPC ads. And what I've been doing for a while now is kind of figuring out the algorithm, seeing what Google wants to see on there so you can not get hit with the updates and you stay at the top. You know, sometimes you'll take a bump here and there, but there's a way of doing it that you can stay pretty consistently at the top. And it's very important to be up there because at the top, you get around 33% of all the clicks. So say people are searching PR services in New Jersey 100 times a month, whatever it is. If you're ranked number 1, you're getting 33 of those people searching to click on the first result.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge chunk. And then it goes lower and lower and lower
right.
going down the page. But majority of the top 3 and then some of the ads. So it's extremely important to be up there. So what I do is I take a look at what's being searched, what we should be ranking for, how that can convert into, you know, customers and leads. And I'll break that down and explain it to everyone in simple terms. Just, it's kind of a numbers game to a certain degree, because Google has a keyword planner tool. We can go in, see how many searches are being done every month. It'll break it down very easily, and then we'll target, call money keywords that'll bring you in a lot of business, and yeah, watch the analytics and see how it goes from there.
What about people? Okay, so say that the same statistics apply, and less than half of our listeners out there mm-hmm. have you know, a website,
mm-hmm.
and then the other ones are probably people who have someone else in their office that has set up their, you know, social media and yeah. their website. Do you do social media, by the way?
I do not, but I partner with a very cool chick. Her name is Brooke Sellis, B Squared Media. She has a couple little offices, and one of them is in Flemington, actually, but she handles all social media type stuff and the content. I am not too good at writing content, and actually, one of the ladies she has worked for her is from Harvard, so she,
wow.
yeah, so really, they're awesome at writing content and handling social media accounts. But I'm primarily lead generation.
No, I love websites. It. I do want to yeah. talk about that, because I'm thinking of, okay, the ones out there that they really have had someone probably set up their website, or they are afraid to mm-hmm. kind of check into this. But a lot of times, even in my company, they'll come to us and they'll be so intimidated by the internet mm-hmm. and they don't understand the opportunities. So when you're talking about an assessment of a company,
yeah.
you could do that. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So a lot of companies, unfortunately, like you said, they look internally to set up their website, and they'll get maybe a GoDaddy builder or Wix or whatever it is. And as I mentioned before, there's around, I'll throw it out again, around 85% of the time when someone needs a service, they'll hop online. That's a huge amount of people, and they're seeing some kind of junky template as the first thing they see about your company, and it's a big first impression. You need to impress them right away and turn that, you know, visitor into a customer. So a lot of times that happens, they'll set it up. But yeah, I can go in, just erase the site, take all the content, you know, pop it onto a better site that generates leads. And the cool thing I do is I set it up on WordPress, which is a content management system that's super easy to use once it's set up. It's almost like a Word document. You log in, it'll give you a login information. Back there, there'll be a sidebar that says pages. You click pages, and it'll have all the pages laid out. You text your content, whatever it is, click update, and boom, it changes on the site.
A lot of times in the old days, I mm-hmm. think, when someone would have their site created by someone else, then basically they were like the master of the site.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people out there feel like they've been kind of hand-bound, tied up by
yep.
the... Is that, how do you work that way?
It's funny you say that, because there's still companies that do that.
Yeah, we have yeah. a lot of companies. They don't even have their login. They don't even know how to log in. Mm-hmm. They don't even, and they're not having a close relationship and
yeah,
all that kind of stuff.
A big issue with web design is a lot of times there's not recurring income. So it's a one-time project, and then you're like, okay, well, now I got to search for the next thing. So, I mean, besides hosting fees, and there can be some maintenance fees. So a lot of times they'll set up the site, not teach you how to use it, and mm-hmm. then every time you need a change, they'll charge you an arm and a leg to, like, change
right,
a sentence or
what
a photo.
Right, normally here.
So I know some guys that say you want WordPress on their site, they'll charge like $2,000, $3,000 just to pop that in, because that's money that they see they're not going to get. But, you know, I pop it on for free. I teach people how to use it. I know if I do a good job and you know, they really like what I did, they'll refer me out to other people and I'll
right,
get income that way.
Absolutely.
But a lot of my recurring income comes from the SEO, so it's not too big of a deal.
Yeah, tell us about that. Like, okay, tell us about when a company comes along and then you're actually not only going to help them build their website, but you're actually going to try to get a return on their investment, and you right off the get-go by the lead generation.
Yeah. So SEO, it usually gets a really bad name because a lot of companies have tried firms and they've got burned before, because I can tell you I'm working on a campaign, lock you in a 6-12 month contract, and you not get anywhere and just tell you it takes more time, and you're just paying. And a lot of people I've been approaching now have that. They're scared pretty much to sign on because of that. But the only thing that's unfortunate about it is it takes a little bit of time to get up there. It's not just, okay, I'm gonna start working on your site and then boom, you're page one, number one. I would say around 2 to 3 months you'll start seeing some good results from it, and then to maintain those results, you still need to do ongoing work to keep it up in the search engines, because your competitors, they want that top spot too. They know they're going to make a lot of money off it. So you're kind of versing other companies. And I guess I can get into a little bit of how that works.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, actually. So say you wanted to rank for... I'll use the PR company again. So PR company NJ. Let's just say that.
No, Jeannie Murphy.
Yeah, Jeannie Murphy. Okay, Jeannie. Well, that's an easy keyword. I'm talking about a harder one.
Okay, yeah,
let's just
right.
say PR company
just
NJ.
Just kidding, all you out there. Yeah, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, PR company NJ.
Yeah, let's stick with that. So you click that in the Google, and once you click search, all the little bots go all over the place, and they're like, all right, what website should we show? Like, so they're going all over. They're scouring the web. They're crawling the web, and what we do to a certain degree, now this is very, very basic, but we put that anchor text, PR company NJ, on a bunch of other websites, and not to confuse it more, but we'll vary the anchor text and do a lot of different stuff. But anyway, so that anchor text all over the place, so the bots are seeing, you know, PR company NJ, PR company NJ, PR company NJ, say hundreds of times, linking back to your website. So in the bot's mind, okay, everyone's talking about this site, let's pop it up. That's kind of the very basics of it. You can't just spam blast thousands and thousands of links. You used to be able to, and it used to be a lot of fun because you can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I did, but anyway, that's another story. But so you have to do it in a smart way that your site doesn't get blacklisted.
Well, actually, it's interesting because we have a couple minutes. We have like 3 minutes here. Were you going towards that blacklist type of thing?
Yeah, so...
Can you explain that?
Yeah, in the past, you could... I was ranked number one in the country for logo design, which got searched 150,000 times a month. I was only up there for like 1 or 2 months, so I made a ton of money off it using we call it black hat techniques, where I spam blasted thousands and thousands of links to my site and kind of manipulated the search engines to a certain degree. You can't do that anymore. It doesn't really work.
They know.
There's still some companies that sort of do it, and they get their clients. I never, ever did it to a client site, but for myself, I was like,
Well, that was, because I mean, it's a creative business.
Yeah, it's
so
fun,
creative. Yeah, I'll give you credit for that.
The domain got blacklisted. But I did it for a couple different things. But yeah, nowadays, they have a lot of restrictions in place where you can't really do that, which is obviously smart for them. But, you got to do it in a smart way. It's a lot of content-based, and you want a lot of links on high authority websites. So I'll work on getting my clients links on like HuffingtonPost.com, Business.com, like those big sites I have connections with, content writers there where I can get articles approved.
That's
and things
great.
Like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not low quality links like the spam blasting. It's high quality,
right,
building content.
Like you said, if there are websites over on Huffington Post mm-hmm. have contributed an article perhaps or something, mm-hmm. and then otherwise you have a YouTube channel or whatever, you're putting them all around there.
Yep.
So when someone's looking, that's what is search engine optimization.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
For those that don't know that.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's already 3:27, so we're going to go to our news and weather and a couple little breaks here on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's the 9th of November, and my guest today in studio is Nathan Robinson, and he's the owner and founder of Elevate Media in Clinton, New Jersey, and he has a full-service digital marketing agency specializing in website design and SEO, and he's telling us all about that, and we're learning as we go. So stay with us. We'll be right back as soon as we get back with a break.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You got a friend.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I know how disappointed you feel because I feel it too. And so do tens of millions of Americans who invested their hopes and dreams in this effort.
Hillary Clinton, after not speaking to her supporters last night, delivered a concession address today to the American people. Clinton did call Donald Trump last night to concede the election. Campaign manager Kellyanne Conway shared about the call on the Today Show.
We received a call from Secretary Clinton. I gave the phone to Mr. Trump, and they had a very cordial, very warm conversation. Secretary Clinton congratulated Mr. Trump on his victory, and he commended her for being smart and tough and running a really hard-fought campaign.
A cop killer in Arizona is dead. Law enforcement officials say the man they believe murdered a police officer in Sholo, Arizona, was shot and killed during a barricade situation. USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip 2. Switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. GEICO. Get savings into your life. Visit GEICO.com today.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. All I can tell you is I will do everything. I will work my hardest to deserve this.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, during his acceptance speech last night after winning another term in Congress, Ryan also pointed to Donald Trump and said he's the reason Republicans had big wins last night.
We won more seats than anyone expected, and much of that is thanks to Donald Trump. Donald Trump provided the kind of coattails that got a lot of people over the finish line so that we could maintain our strong House and Senate majorities.
World leaders responding to the election of Donald Trump, the head of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, says he hopes that Donald Trump bows to the wills of the European Parliament.
We hope that Donald Trump, in the future relationship between his government, between himself and Europe and the member states of the European Union, will respect the fundamental rights and the fundamental rules of the European Union as well.
And Mexico's President Enrique Nieto says he's ready to work in favor of a bilateral relationship. USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
A number of celebrities being called out today on social media for their statements they'd leave the country if Trump won. Here's Lisa G.
Lena Dunham, Bryan Cranston, Samuel L. Jackson, and Miley Cyrus all threatened to move to Canada if Trump won, while Rashida Jones tweeted, "I want to quit life." Actress Brittany Snow posted, "Flights to Canada are really cheap." Meantime, businessman and Trump critic Mark Cuban tweeted early this morning, "We all need to give President-elect Trump a chance." However, it seems no celebrity could top Cher, who tweeted she'd move to Jupiter if Trump won the White House. Lisa G., New York.
Last night, more than Democrats had a bad night at the ballot box. It was also a bad night for a National Football League team.
Measure C was one of a dozen local propositions that voters contemplated Tuesday and would have raised hotel room taxes to help pay for a downtown football stadium. With most of the votes already counted, the measure will be shot down after not reaching the two-thirds majority needed. With the measure failing, the team is expected to be looking at moving to Los Angeles and possibly sharing a new stadium being built in Inglewood with the LA Rams. Jason Campadonia, San Diego.
A new study is showing a link between vaping and heavy cigarette habits in teenagers. The Journal of the American Medical Association says it's the first study that shows teens are likely to become regular smokers if they actively use e-cigarettes. Vaping, which turns liquid nicotine into a cloud of vapor, is the most popular tobacco product among young people. Nearly 3 million teens are estimated to use the devices. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and it's Talented People. It's about 3:34 in the afternoon on November 9th. Hope you're enjoying your day. If you happen to be in the central New Jersey area, here's the forecast. Showers with a high near 57 this afternoon, before 7 p.m. and then cloudy during the early evening, gradual clearing with a low about 36. Sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 56 and a low about 38, mostly clear on Thursday night. Veterans Day on Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 58 and a low about 28 on Friday night, mostly clear. And then sunny with a high all day on Saturday of 48 and a low of 28 again, and a high of 56, sunny on Sunday with a low about 32. So we're here in studio in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and our guest today is Nathan Robinson, and he's the owner and founder of Elevate Media, and it's E-L-E-V as in Victor, 8, the number 8, and then M as in Mary. If you want to check out his website, they're located in Clinton, New Jersey, but they serve all over the country, all over the world, in fact. Full-service digital marketing agency. It specializes in website design and lead generation is what we're talking about. So, again, thanks for being here, Nathan.
Thanks.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about what you had in your mind. You were going to share with us a case study or so, just to explain to everybody out there. You know, like you said, half the people don't even have websites. Mm-hmm. Most of them need to be updated, so.
Yeah, I mean, as we're talking on the break, one client I've been working with now, a plastic surgeon, they were ranked on page, I think like 10, something like that, when I first started with them for the whole state of New Jersey. We're just targeting some big keywords with them. And when I started with them, off the top of my head, I think they're getting around 700 visitors a month to their website. Not really from Google, but mostly from their social media accounts and direct hits of people searching his name and things like that. We've been working with them for about a year now. It took us, since it's very, very competitive, the plastic surgery industry, it took about 6 months, I think, to hit the number one spot. But they're now number one in New Jersey for a lot of different keywords, and their traffic has almost tripled. I know 1 month we hit 2,100 visitors a month, and they're generating a lot of new patients and jobs.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. So, just explaining to people out there, because again, some people, the people who don't have websites, don't really understand how this works. But mm-hmm. you know, you're talking about, it's perfect, like you said, it's just taking a generic word like a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
If you look up plastic surgeon and you're in Hunterdon County here, mm-hmm. and you're gonna get like all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever's doing it, whatever they're doing, there's no focus. But you're saying that you actually took one of your clients from being like on page 10 at the bottom mm-hmm. to the top of number one using even when they look up generic words like plastic surgeon, and all of a sudden, you know, Bernard or whoever, doctor or whatever comes up, right?
Yeah, so with them, it's like, say, type plastic surgeon NJ, like mm-hmm. pop NJ onto mm-hmm. it as a location. But yeah, that's what I've done for a lot of different people.
That's like the dream. Everybody wants that.
Yeah,
they want to be on top. And then you said like 33% of the time the person clicks on the first.
Yep,
first one.
First link is around 33%. I mean, there's a lot of different studies, but yeah, something around there just on the first link.
What about how do you keep them at the site when they finally click and then you have to close them? How do you do that?
So that comes down to design and capturing the leads. So I mean, there's two ways. A lot of times, if we're targeting a lot of different keywords, we have to set up a lot of sub-pages. So, as an example, if he wanted to rank for, let's say, Tummy Tuck NJ, so we would set up a separate page just for Tummy Tuck, optimize it just for those keywords, put a lead generation form, maybe some video testimonials of people who've gotten that procedure, and we'll send them directly to that page. That will convert a lot better to say if we send them to a general home page or, you know, something like that.
Do you do video testimonials?
I don't really do that too much. I did buy a very good camera just because sometimes my local clients took forever to give me pictures and things like that. So I'll go over and take them real quick. But yeah, I don't.
Video and mm-hmm. photographs are really important.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For a website. What are the kind of like your basic what is it that normal website people who are thinking about coming to you for service, what do they need to have and do?
So I'll have a phone call or just emails talking about their business, what they're looking to do. I'll typically like to have them send me bullet points of the company, when they started, what services they offer, if there's specific ones they want to target more than the others or highlight more than the others, company information, their bios, things like that. photos of anything, and I'll have them just compile that and shoot all over to me. And kind of from that, I'll create a design based off what they've given me. Their bullet point ideas, I'll have the content writer I was talking about develop web content for that. And then if we need, you know, additional photos, videos, there's tons of stock things we can buy online, or, you know, just have them provide more if we need it.
How long does it usually take to have something up?
So, ideally, it takes around a month. I've had some clients who take 6 months because they never get back to me, and I have some that say I need this in 2 weeks. So, it varies, but on average, I like to keep that around a month, maybe a week for the initial design concept, then another week of kind of tweaking if the client needs any changes, and then another 1 to 2 weeks development and then testing it. And I'll do this all on my own servers before transferring it to your site, so your site's not down for a month while it's being redeveloped. Mm-hmm. And then transfer everything over and make it go live.
So, like, for a company that doesn't have any website presence mm-hmm. right now, or to those that do, what's the trends now that are going on? Is there anything, like, I mean, I know you were talking about the mobile mobility of it mm-hmm. and having it easier to get from a mobile phone, but, like, are people really, like, how often are they really going to the websites?
So, one thing I've noticed, and there's been a lot of studies on, is that video is very powerful compared to content. People have attention spans lower than goldfish. Now, the studies on that's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
And so they don't have time to read. So if you got to do short videos and make the site more engaging, easy to navigate, don't overpopulate it with tons and tons of content. Just say, okay, this is what we do. This is who we've helped. Contact us. You know, make it very simple. You don't want them to spend that much time on your website. You just want them to contact you. That's
right. And just let you know that they're who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, can you figure out who someone is when they come to a website without them filling out a form?
Unfortunately, no. That'd be a little creepy, but
no. I'm just learning.
Yeah, yeah.
Go.
No, you can do retargeting where I'm sure you've been on Amazon or Walmart looking at something, and then it pops up on your Facebook later, and you're like, what the heck? I was just looking at that.
Yeah.
So if you're logged into your Facebook and you go to any of these sites, they do retargeting ads where they'll display what you're looking at, and then. It's pretty genius, but it's a little freaky.
Well, it is freaky. I know we have a form site that we use for some of our products mm-hmm. and so on. And people don't go there enough because we don't promote it that much. But when someone happens to go there, it's kind of freaky. It was like then all of a sudden, if they do something, I don't know exactly what it is that they have to do, but they have to get there and click on something.
Yeah.
And when that happens, they do get registered in an off location, website that we have to log into. To
mm-hmm.
run. And we can see their IP address. So when you look up their IP address, mm-hmm. you get like a vague area that they might live in or something like
that. So yeah, you can do that. But
it is creepy though. I know that, yeah. I know that people like in the constant contact world and vertical response email marketing mm-hmm. get involved with that.
I've messed with some things. I've done some stuff.
I think it's funny. I don't think people understand that when they open an email, that if it came to them by a certain, list of subscriber or whatever, we can tell exactly how far they went.
There's email tracking. And people need to be careful with email in general. I mean, this is just like a general blanket statement, but I could send you an image in an email and you download it. I can control your entire computer with a key logger.
What?
Like, yeah, it's insane. There's the amount of stuff you can do. So be careful whose emails you're opening. And if you know it's sketchy, don't even open it. Just delete it.
No, yeah. Like, we actually had an Internet of Things guy, DVI Communications. He's written 70 books. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about some of the things that they can do that way. Didn't mention that. But I do know that even in the most basic world, mm-hmm. when you get an email and you open it, and you're even if it's a newsletter,
be careful.
The people who are sending it can tell that, hey, Jeannie at Jeannie Murphy PR opened that, she clicked on that link, and she went to this part to mm-hmm. my page. And I mean, ideally, if you could get that from someone coming to your site for prospecting, because that's the tricky part, is that you have to be, like you said, the graphic design has to close the lead to get them to do something.
So
it has
to
be fast.
You can see, there's some cool tools out there. Like, you can see what is being clicked on the website. And a really cool one is there's heat maps where you can, it's pretty interesting, wherever your people's mouse goes the most, it'll show heat maps of it hotter in certain spots. So you can see where people are moving their mouse more than other spots.
What kind of tools are those? tools that you have to buy in addition to?
Yeah, they're additional.
Yeah, because more people need to know that these are available.
If you're generating a good amount of traffic, then these tools are good. If you're not generating that much, you don't have enough data to even really do changes.
We have people I know they're listening, and I know that they come to us all the time and say, I don't have a website or whatever, and they just have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you need to have a website.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I mean, the Facebook page is great, especially for kind of smaller local areas like around here in Hunterdon County. Depending on your business, you can generate a ton. Like if you're a massage company or things like that, where you can really engage. So say you post a testimonial video or any a photo, or whatever, and someone likes it. You know, there's possibly like 400, 500 people that just saw that they liked a post on a company page, and they might go to it. So it's powerful. It's free viral marketing. So you really should be, you know, especially around here, you should really be pushing that a lot.
Right. Absolutely. But it goes back to having the basic homepage website.
Oh, yeah. You need that.
You have it.
Yeah, you need
and
it.
And again, I really do like the way that you were talking about people don't understand the kids who are now. Anyone under 35, they're on their phones, and that's it. They don't have any other idea how to communicate.
Yeah, no.
They just don't. I mean, I wish I had come up with the idea. It's not my idea. All right. It's 3:45 already on November 9th. I'm Jeannie Murphy talking with Nathan Robinson of Elevate Media, located here in Clinton, New Jersey, in Hunterdon County. He services customers around the world. So just because we're in Hunterdon doesn't mean that he's not available. So he's got some really big clients like Goya and so on. So we're going to go to the break. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat. Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a
time. Okay, welcome back to the show again, Talent People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Nathan Robinson is my guest in studio today from Elevate, Elevate8.com. Nathan, I love what you're talking about because I think a lot of people out there are very much afraid of the internet. They either have it and they don't know how to use it, or they don't have it, or they have some skill set to it, but usually it's tied to someone else that set it up in the office and they're afraid of it. So tell us a little bit, some of your insights.
Yeah. So I think we're slightly going over on the break. I figured I could go into reviews a little bit and how, you know, important those are. On top of having the website, oftentimes people, not just looking up your website, they're going to look up your reviews on multiple sites such as, you know, Yelp, your Google Plus, everything like that. one of the most important ones, I would say, the Google Plus page, because oftentimes if someone searches your business name, that one pops up at the top, and to the right, they'll have the stars and your map of where you're located and everything like that. So that's typically the most important one, in my opinion. The reason I say that is because Yelp, even if you get reviews, they'll filter them. They won't even show all of them. They'll want you to pay and blah, blah, blah. And they're kind of they're a little annoying company. But there's a lot of different companies out there that you could even set up on auto reviews. I know a mechanic in Frenchtown that every time you go to him, automatically sends you an email, if you don't mind leaving me a review of the service you got. And he has over 300 five-star reviews.
Wow.
So say you go online, you're looking for a mechanic in Hunter County, you find his website, you know, he has 300 five-star reviews, and then you see Joe Schmo that has 2 3-star reviews or something. Who do you think you're going to use?
Right, so, absolutely. How do you do that? Like, how is that?
So he uses a company, I think they're called Demand Force. I don't want to get the wrong name. That might be it. But yeah, it pretty much, there's companies out there where they can automatically send an email out to your clients after you had a service there. You can leave a review and it'll be on their website. It's not one of the, it's not like a Yelp or a Google Plus page. It's a separate website, but it's still a good one.
That's so true. And mm-hmm. the reviews are what they look for on your site mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, testimonials are huge.
How does somebody go about getting a testimonial? Like, if they're afraid to ask or something.
Yeah, I mean, if you know you did a good job, if you know that someone liked what you did, it's not too difficult to ask. People are kind of lazy, though, and a lot of times they won't write one. But, I mean, if you have a storefront, I would always put some sort of printout somewhere that says, oh, review us on Yelp, review us on Google+. Even handing out cards, even at a dentist practice, I would hand out cards when they leave. Like, oh, if you don't mind leaving this review, here's a link.
Right.
Yeah,
you don't ask, you don't get. But when you get those, it's very powerful.
Oh, it's huge. It's a game changer.
You're just going to buy. Yeah, and also search engine optimization is affected by
reviews
that.
Reviews help a lot for especially the Google Plus rankings, which if you do a search and you'll see at the top like the ABC with the addresses that sometimes come up before the other rankings. That's the local rankings, and reviews help your listing with that tremendously. So the more views you can get on that, the better you rank.
Tell us about if someone wanted to get in touch with you, like how do you kind of go about assessing their situation? Is there a charge to talk to you?
No charge. And I'll take a look at their website, and I'll honestly tell you if it looks like garbage. You know, I just had a client who they came to me and their website looked awesome. I was like, yeah, they actually asked, like, oh, we need to change the website. I was like, you don't really need to change it, honestly. I was like, I can if you want me to, but it's fine how it is. If you want to put some money, I'll put some more into different, marketing. So, I'll take a look, see where your weak points are, analyze, social media accounts, your reviews, what the website's looking like, where you're ranking for keywords you want to pop up for, and from that can, tell you what we can do to get you up and running. But one thing that's a little different than that I do that some web companies don't do is I'm really focused on just generating leads and making money. Like a lot of these companies, like, oh, I made you this beautiful, this fancy looking website. I'm like, yeah, well, how much money is it making you?
Right.
Who cares? Like, business owners don't care if you make them a cool looking website.
Right.
They care about making money. So that's one thing I feel like I'm a little different, because actually initially when I first started doing this kind of stuff, I would do affiliate marketing. So say I would have a website ranked up top for buy iPad, something like that. So when we go to my website, they would buy an iPad, I would get a commission. And I was making pretty decent money doing that. But I would change my designs a lot for conversion. So if I noticed the page wasn't converting well, I would change it to make it sure it converted more. So I think I have a better background than a lot of other people in actual generating leads and, making more money.
Getting to the top
mm-hmm.
and then getting them to sell, because that's what you were doing mm-hmm. is you were actually making money selling. And so you have to make sure what you're doing is selling or it's not even worth having.
Yep.
But most people they need to have one. Going back to almost the end of the show here, what you were saying about the way that people search, like you said, for a wedding, they're going to find it online. And then you have the ability to make sure that whatever service anyone out there is listening to, and doing, you can help them.
And with the weddings, again, I mean, a lot of people will go to the Knot or Wedding Wire, but those are all dictated by reviews. So it goes back to that again. So reviews are huge. Depending on your industry, it's sometimes more important to be up top than others. depending on what people usually go to for searches. Like realtors, for example, a lot of people will go to Zillow, realtor.com versus typing in Google, I've seen, for the most part. So I guess it depends on the industry to a certain degree. But again, I'll...
What kind of different industries have you represented, or do you?
All right. So I've worked with plastic surgeons, dermatologists, roofers, plumbers, dentists. I used to have a lot of dentist clients in the past. But they're a little fishy sometimes.
Why?
You'd be surprised. Sometimes they don't have a big marketing budget.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. A couple of them I worked with, yeah.
That seems like an absolute priority. Like, you know.
I still have some, but yeah, some of them were like, they wouldn't wait long enough to see the results. Because, again, SEO is not instant, so maybe they'd sign on for a month and be like, I'm not number one. I'm like, yeah, well, it takes a little bit.
You still got to be there, yeah.
But
and the longer people wait, the harder it gets mm-hmm. to catch up. That's why there's like, you got to start.
Yeah, but I've done sites for consulting firms. I did them for a web design company.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, and I do have web design companies that actually send SEO work to me mm-hmm. because they don't focus on it. So,
people out there, I know everybody out there is, everybody wants SEO. They mm-hmm. want to understand it better and they want to be able to have it. And so if they have a website.
Yeah.
So we just want to let you know that, you know, again, Nathan Robinson right here in Hunterdon County at Elevate, ELEVA8.
Yep.
M is Mary.com. He's right here. So we're already at the end of the show. What would you like to leave everybody out there with?
It's not too much. Want to make some more money with your business? Hit me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, lead generating websites. I really do focus on making more money. That's the big thing. And any of my programs, they're not time binding contracts because I know if I'm making more money every month, you're going to want to, you know, continue working with me. So.
Right. Yeah. It's a must have.
Yep.
I know that's true. It's already 3:56, and I just want to let you know this show will replay and we'll have the archives available tomorrow. If you come back to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio site, if you want to share this information, if you know somebody who's looking to have some SEO work done or website design, even to the graphic designs and everything else you do, we'd be happy to get in touch with you.
Great.
Thanks for being here, Nathan Robinson again. At Elevate, ELEV, the number 8, M is Mary.com. And thanks for listening to Talented People today. It's 3:56. We're signing off. Hope you have a great day. And thanks for listening again and making us number one.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I know how disappointed you feel because I feel it too. And so do tens of millions of Americans who invested their hopes and dreams in this effort.
Hillary Clinton, after not speaking to her supporters last night, delivered a concession address today to the American people. Clinton did call Donald Trump last night to concede the election. Campaign manager Kellyanne Conway shared about the call on the Today Show.
We received a call from Secretary Clinton. I gave the phone to Mr. Trump, and they had a very cordial, very warm conversation. Secretary Clinton congratulated Mr. Trump on his victory, and he commended her for being smart and tough and running a really hard-fought campaign.
A cop killer in Arizona is dead. Law enforcement officials say the man they believe murdered a police officer in Sholo, Arizona, was shot and killed during a barricade situation. USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks. Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at westernjournalism.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunterdon.com. It's got my guests here from Raritan Valley.